Hello everyone, welcome to Chan Podcast. Here is where you learn about meditation and Chan. So, what is Chan? Chan, spelled as C-H-A-N, is the Chinese school of Mahayana Buddhism and is the originating tradition of Japanese Zen. We encourage you to learn and practice meditation with a group. If you'd like to, feel free to visit our website londonchanmeditation.org.
So tonight I'm going to talk about how to nurture a wholesome relationship with your spouse or partner. But actually, someone suggested a topic and would like me to talk about the relationship between parents and children. I think I should start with the parents, the spouse, which is that is the very origin of the family. Okay, all right. Okay, Renate, show me this sign. Okay. Well, from time to time, I think, well, all of us had a moment that we felt pretty good about ourselves. Which is needed, you know. If you don't feel good about yourself, how are you going to survive to lead a long life? Well, often, what we feel about ourselves is much more, perhaps better than who we really are. Kind of a self-complacent feeling. And the family, or just be precise, our spouse or partner, actually will be the one that challenges us about such a view of ourselves. Yeah, pretty good. I'm a very nice person. I'm kind, you know, when I'm in good mood. Although not always, I'm kind, compassionate, helping, understanding, and quite capable, you know, all these things. Our spouse usually are the persons that most often challenges who we are, us, what we believe or want to believe. Our spouse is also the person that prompts us to examine who we really are. Are we really the person we think we are? And with the help from your spouse, or sometimes you may not see it as a help, he or she definitely help us to explore and develop our unlimited potential if we do it, interact with the spouse and partner in a correct way. On the other hand, family is also the breeding ground for us to become a more understanding, accepting, considerate, and kind and loving person. if we know how to make use of it properly. If we don't recognize this value and significance of having a family, having a spouse, having a partner, or we misuse this opportunity, we may become unhappy, resentful, feeling that our family has failed us, wronged us, or taken advantage of us. And we then become miserable. It could be either way. Actually, our spouse, our partner, is your teacher. Teach you a lot of things and helping you know yourself better. He or she constantly testing your limit, challenging who you think you are. And she may or he may teach you something that you couldn't even think of. If you had a chance to learn it on your own, you probably would not. You probably would not learn it or learn it that way. You probably would not see it as a learning and growing opportunity. The basic unit of a society is a family. And the very basic form of a family is a two-people family or a stable partnership. Partnership of stable relationship. The fundamental purpose of Chan practice for Chan practitioners is to engage in the practice to cultivate peace and harmony, to obtain harmony within oneself, to begin with oneself internally. And then cultivate harmony between you and another person. The person that you have immediate access, constantly have contact, interaction with, and usually your loved ones, who means a lot to you, whom that you probably spend most of your lifetime with, whom that you have the longest relationship with in your whole life. If you cannot have a harmonious, wholesome relationship with such a person, who else can you think you can obtain a harmonious relation? Begin with oneself and just to another person. This person is the person that spend your most lifetime with, most of your time. How much time you spend with your children? You know, till they 20, 25, and then you probably don't get to see them, you know, once a year, or once every other year. If they choose to go to their spouse family to spend the Thanksgiving or you know, going on vacation, enjoy their family life on Christmas and New Year. Your spouse, your partner, that actually you choose to spend your life with. It's the very, very first person, important person, valuable person in your life that you need to cultivate a wholesome relationship with. Okay, if you don't make good use of it, you don't see the value and the preciousness of having this partner and spouse in your life, it can very well be going the other way, the opposite direction. Then you end up in a situation, have to spend so much time with the person. In a resentful way, grouchy feelings all the time, not willing to do something, and fed up, or what kind of a cultivation would that be? All negative emotions. Then you will not even feel like going home. Stay at home. And this person is someone that you just cannot neglect or easily get rid of or end the relationship with easily. Absent, you know, absent-mindedly. You cannot afford that. Too much of a cost you will have to pay for. Now, from Buddhist views, based on the teaching of karma that we have been talking about in the previous talks, the person that you married or establish a long-term stable partnership with is not any person that you just run into by accident. No, definitely not. According to the law of causes and effects, causes and addictions, conditions, you too have very special karmic relationship, not just in this lifetime, but perhaps many, numerous lifetimes in the past. So in this lifetime, you meet again. There's many, many prior occasions the two of you are related, have lots of interactions, don't know what has happened previously. And this is something that we all need to be aware of. If we don't take care of it in a proper way, in a wholesome way, in a nice way, and very likely the two of you are going to run into each other in your future lives again. You know, just imagine the working, the operation of causes and conditions. It naturally come together, something happens, you know, you met each other and just, you know, conditions changes, it just all this condition and causes just naturally set apart, dissolve. But if there is a force, a conditions, you know, no matter it's like attachment or angry or hatred or some kind of a very, very strong emotions hanging there, you'll go after that. It will go after that. It would just not just let go or dissolve naturally. So this is a very important. This is how we should understand a relationship, especially spouse and partnership. Okay, your spouse, the partner, is someone you decided to have a long-term relationship with. You're the person who made the decision. And so, there are some responsibilities for you to take up, to face. Well, even nowadays, marriage is not a form that everybody accepts. Fine with the partnerships, as long as two of you take care of each other and respect for each other and have the same goal of maintaining a nourish, a wholesome, stable relationship, loving relationship. That's fine. There's no problem with that. What's the Buddhist view in terms of such relationship, such a bonding relationship? The spirit, is there any guidelines for that? The guideline for a marriage couple or a two persons, they want to spend their life together. The guidelines are this commitment, whether it's formal marriage or informal. First is to protect and secure the security, safety, and wholesomeness of the body and mind of each other. You need to protect and then secure health, safety for each other. That's the basic and also very important thing. The second, take care of each other's body and mind. That's the first things. And the second comes into the interaction, the relationship between you two. We want to nourish a family, nurture a wholesome relationship, a harmonious relationship, that both of you will be happily and enjoy spending your life together. Beneficial to both of you. A harmonious, peaceful and joyful relationship. And then when that is possible, each family, each unit of the society have to share the same goal, then we'll be able to have a peaceful, harmonious society. So we actually start from each of us individually, be able to obtain inner peace and harmony. And then with the other person, that we spend most of our lifetime with, who are so dear, so close to us, our spouse, our partner, then maybe a nuclear family, children, and parents, and then to the society. That's the value of a family, of a partnership. So if in this relationship that any of the two causing harm to the other person physically, mentally, psychologically, is actually creating problems to yourself, your children, and which also affect the society. So perhaps, if not all of you enter a marriage relationship or partnership, perhaps at the very beginning, that you have love for each other. Passion could be involved, but it is really, really challenging to have the same love, if not more, deeper throughout your marriage, throughout your lifetime. And this is the fact, because everything changes all the time. You change too, your spouse, your partner change at the same time. Nothing stays unchanging forever. So when the passion is gone, you know, we often hear, you know, somebody getting married for half a year or a couple of years and realize, is he the same person I'm married to? You start seeing, okay, when the passion is gone, when your projections of this person finally fade away, that there is something, some kind of thing that helps us to cultivate this very, very special relationship with us. To be able to have that kind of a true and genuine love lasting. Then we need to be respectful for each other, be considerate, and take care for each other, care for each other with understanding and forgiveness. We all make mistakes. We should have this forgiving mind, understanding mind. As I said, at the very beginning, perhaps because love or other reasons, or it could be just passion, that you, two of you united. Things change, your feelings toward each other, your affections for each other may change. With this attitude, always be respectful, considerate, care for each other with understanding or forgiving mind. You'll be able to turn that passion or love with attachment into appreciation, knowing your partner, knowing your spouse, and then begin to appreciate and feeling grateful for whatever he or she has done for you. And over time, it's more of a companionship. And then, I think there's a questions you may want to ask yourself. What kind of relationship that you want to have with this person that you spend your life with? How would you like your relationship be ended with? How would it be in the end? How would it like it to be, your relationship be, when two of you can no longer be together? Either one pass away first. What would you like to see as a result of two of you spend all your life together? Yeah, ask yourself this question. You know, no matter, you know, what kind of relationships or stories or interactions, incidents that you two have in your previous life, but this lifetime, you meet again. You want it ended with a good note, good result, something that you feel happy about, something proud of yourself about, because you mature, you grow, you learn, you become a better person. You become a more understanding, more accepting, more compassionate, and wiser too. And in this relationship, our ego, self-centeredness often comes in the way. We may forget that our spouse, partner, is an individual person. It's not our possession. It's not mine. So stop trying to change him, change your spouse, change your partner to meet your needs, to meet your interests, to accept your personalities, to meet your measurements, requirements. You don't own him. You don't own her. He's just the same person like you that would like to have their own freedom. Be who they are, just like you, no other than you. With there are times that you may not come into agreement with each other. Sometimes could be conflicts between you two, where you dealing with certain matters, or come to a point that you need to make a decisions that you just cannot come to an agreement, and perhaps having some fights or debates. So if that happens at that moment, just leave it there. Do not try to make a decision. Do not handle it in a hasty way, and leave it there till both of you has, you know, calmed down, and when the emotions, negative emotions disappear, when both of you become calm, and then talk, communicate with each other in a very honest, sincere way, in an understanding way. So when you handle this matter, when you communicate in this way, you win the trust of your spouse and partner, because you have making effort, giving your heart, want to have peace and harmony and understanding of her or him. When it comes to an issue concerning the families, concerning you and your partner, or when it comes to a property that jointly owned by you, or even your pets, the pets you raised together, or even your children, their education, their upbringings, please do not make the decision because you think you have the right, because you think you make bread, you bring the bread to the table. Consult with your partner. Talk to your partner and then come to a decision that both of you can agree. If you have to travel, go away on business trips or by yourself, please let your partner know where you are, where you're heading to. Are you safe? Are you in good health? And also at the same time, you know, if you have to be living in two cities, you know, may not be able to see each other, you know, anytime soon, please do send your good wishes and contact your partner. Talk to your partner and understand how he or she is doing without you being with her. Know how she's doing, how he's doing. Just care for your spouse and partner. When there is a problem, when there's an issue, a quarrels between you two, it is not simply because you don't understand your partner, but rather it is you that don't know yourself. Now, I will say this again. When there's a problem, there's an issue, there's a fight between you two, you may not your spouse well, but moreover, it is you who do not understand yourself. So we then often blame it on others. The problems come from you. You're the problems. You're the problem maker. You're the root of the problem. And start blaming someone. Ask yourself, what are you angry about? Why are you strongly hold on to your opinions? What do you actually want to get out of it? What are you seeking? For us, we are practice Chan. Chan meditation, it allows us to understand ourselves better, clearer. If we can understand ourselves more, even though understand why we are holding to that strong opinions, why are we getting upset, why are keep fighting with my spouse, if you understand why you are doing so, what's lacking there, what you are attached to, then even though your spouse are not able to see that within herself or himself, even though your spouse may not be able to come to see that and work on that, as long as you see that, you start working on that and deal with that, the problem is half solved. And then it will not be a real problem. So the best case is two of you also together engage in the practice. Like Tom and Savannah. When two of you are a practitioner together, that's definitely very, very helpful. And when you, even though your partner may not be a practitioner, but how you change, how you come to realize, know yourself, and be able to help yourself to dissolve that issue. And then you will know how to handle the situation. And then you'll be able to handle it in a more sincere way. And the other person may see that, may feel that, and then he or she will start to change too. The good thing, if you can communicate with her, you're starting to change yourself, and gradually she will also see the change and also will change her attitude, her ways of doing things. If unfortunately this doesn't happen, you cannot really change her or affect her or have any influence on her. Instead of having any expectation how they will affect her, then we'll either have to take your spouse as a teacher, as your teacher, and to teach you patience, endurance, and teach you how to let go of things, and teach you to have stronger mind power to maintain calm, clear mind, or you can perceive your spouse as a bodhisattva who teach you and train you, although perhaps in a negative way, and challenge you all the time and give you hardship and difficulty and troubles all the time. But if you don't see your spouse as an enemy, as a foe, but instead perceive your spouse, your partner, as a bodhisattva, it comes to train you, help you to grow in a very different way. Just like, you know, in our every endeavors, we often encounter with failure first. But you are not defeated by the failures. You learn from that experience, then you improve. You become better. So if you can, and take your spouse, your partner, as the bodhisattva. Well, as the Buddhist practitioners, at the end of a retreat, and actually every day in our service, we always recite the four great vows. The four great vows, the first vow is deliver innumerable sentient beings, right? Who should we start with? Of course, ourselves first. You know, there are numerous sentient beings within every one of us. Envy, greedy, jealous, you know. All kinds of sentient beings within ourselves. Yeah, to attain harmony within ourselves, to free, to liberate all these sentient beings from sufferings within ourselves first. And then who comes next? Serving your loved ones, your spouse, your partner, that you made a decision to form this long-term relationship that with the person you made a commitment years ago, you spent most of your lifetime with. Yeah, start with this person. If you are not able to learn how to nurture such a harmonious relationship with this person, who else can you think you will be able to do it successfully? I don't think you have much chance. If you cannot do it with your spouse or partner, I don't think you have a chance to be able to succeed in having a harmonious relationship with others. Your spouse is the one that will forgive you once, twice, and three times, time over time. I don't think you can find a friend that will forgive you many, many times, time after time, and still be there for you, still cook the meal for you, still wash the laundry for you, still take out the garbage for you, still maintaining this family for you. Your spouse is the one, the only one. Well, in the end, there may be a situation that some of us may run into. Now, even though we tried all we can, we made all the efforts we can, somehow it just doesn't work. Or the spouse or your spouse or partner has already made a decision to end, to give up, they will accept it. Stop harming, causing any harm to yourself or to the spouse. If there's nothing that you can do to change that, to stop causing harm to yourself or to your spouse, then that's the time to separate. Even though that is the ending, you two separated, but do not turn yourself into an enemy, a foe of your partner. Remember, we want it ended in good terms, good consequences. So if we have to meet in the future, in our future lives, it will be a much pleasant situation to start with. We don't want to continue to cause any harm or damage to any other person, especially not our spouse or our children. Stop any harm. But instead, if we could do anything, helping each other, make each other better, happier, less suffering, that's the thing, that's the way, that's the direction that we should go to. After we have done all we can, and that is the last resort, we have done our very best, and then it's the time to let go. Because you have done your very best, you will not regret. And certainly that you have fulfilled your responsibility as a spouse, as a parent. You also have done your very best to take care of the rest of the family. Okay. Well, here I will end the talk. Does anyone want to say something or want to share your experience or advices?